Cardiff.
Ruben.
Zee.
Hey, it's Stacy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I had Grant send you an email. I think we screwed up on this deal called Stones by Vincenzo.
Yeah.
Was that interpreted as a corporate-only transaction?
No, you know what? I just went back and asked my credit processor. I'm like, have you ever, because I went and grabbed the file and I'm looking at it and I'm like, the Experian report that we have has one trade line on it.
You guys are on Experian?
Yes.
So do we. I mean, we sent you an Experian report and I think our social was missing off the app and Grant's going to read.
Yep.
You're going to get another email from Grant.
Okay.
But the credit, did he attach the credit to it or no?
He did. But
it's solid.
I know, and that's what I don't think my credit person that looked at it, I don't think they looked at your Experian. I think they just looked at ours.
But how could we pull a different
line?
How could we pull different experience?
You know, she didn't put a social in.
That's probably why
we didn't have one.
Gotcha.
So, but the addresses match and the date of birth matches. But yeah, I was looking, so I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy has tons of comp debt.
Yeah, I mean, he has the good credit, as we like to say. The best, but and the bank statements are pretty solid too here.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But I'm guessing she didn't even look
at
this bureau.
Awesome.
Because
feels great.
So I'm going to go back to her. She was at lunch, I think. So
declined. And it's all good. I know these things happen. It's our fault for not having the social, to be all, and in seriousness. Do you think this is a deal you guys could approve?
Well, I would think so. I mean, because like I said, it's just, you know, the only reason she turned it down was one trade line and no comp debt. Well, he's got comp debt and he has a lot of trade lines.
Okay.
So I don't see any reason. Let's see if he's not past due on anything. Did he have?
Well, you're gonna get an email from Grant with a social, just as an FYI. So, but he's gonna send you the updated app, just gonna pull from our system correctly.
Okay, yeah, and maybe we'll try to pull. We pulled because I'm like, how can we pull an experience?
I mean, I don't know if we
same date of birth and there's one trade line on it, and his score is 789.
There must be something wrong with your guys' Experian because it's the same bureau. Maybe it's like the search. I think in our Experian, you can select like the type of credit report you're pulling. Maybe it's a goof. Who knows? These weird things happen.
So I'll take it back to credit and have her look at your bureau, and then we'll just have to try to pull ours again. I'll have her look at it first, though, and make sure we can approve it.
Can I ask you something else that actually might be helpful for one of our reps and get you guys some more business flow?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a guy, actually two guys, but one guy here that works on a lot of trucks.
Okay.
Everyone has a very different, to me, trucking is a different thing than equipment financing. It's a whole animal to itself because you talk about interstate versus intrastate, you know, is there, you know, a portion place or not, you know, fleet requirements. So what's Axis's policy on trucks? Like talking about 18 wheelers over the road stuff.
Mm-hmm. Basically we won't do a first time owner operator. It can't be their first truck.
Okay.
The limit has to be less than 500,000 miles for over the road trucks.
But how many trucks do they currently have to have?
There's no, as long as they have already owned one truck. They don't have to have a certain number of trucks.
So
their first truck purchase, we can do it.
Okay. What kind of revenues are you looking for these type of, because here's what a lot of customers we get, and we actually just submitted you a file, which I don't think you guys are going to pass. I think you guys are going to decline now knowing that. It's like a story deal, but this guy gets a lot of deals, which is, hey, I have a truck. I'm adding a second one. I got decent credit, but I'm looking for 75, 60 grand. And, you know, I'm a smaller business. I do 300,000 to 400,000 a year in sales, or I'm doing 250, 300. Are you guys interested in anything like that, or does it have to be a pretty big business?
It's going to have to be a pretty big bit. I mean, they're going to have to, they're not with, if their gross revenues are 250 to 300,000, they're probably not going to approve a $70,000 truck.
Okay.
Or $80,000 truck. Now do we have, I was just looking at this deal that she sent. This is that Leonard Duval. I'm assuming that's the one you were talking to.
This is like a story deal that we thought might be good for you guys, but if you got to pass, you got to pass. There's no, you know, I don't blame you for passing.
I mean, that's the thing is why, because he hasn't owned a truck, I'm guessing, since 2009?
I don't know. I can get the clarification, but
it says they have owned 5 different trucks through the years. The last truck was financed with Volvo. The truck was in a no-fault accident with Leonard in 2009. They took the cash buyout, and he went to work as a company driver.
The last thing I want to do is send you deals that you have no interest in funding.
Yeah. I mean, because basically this is a startup, really.
In a sense, it is. It's a story startup deal, correct.
And we don't do startup trucking.
Okay.
Basically, especially like over-the-road trucks. If it's like, you know, let's say a box truck or something like that, sometimes, you know, we can look at those. But an over-the-road truck, we don't really do startups, and this would be considered their first truck.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, actually, I'm not even going to send this to be processed.
No, just don't even tell. Just tell Grant we spoke, and it's okay. All right, but you guys don't require like two or three trucks, which I think is helpful and gives us some ideas. Okay. Many people in this industry do.
Yeah, and, you know, 500,000 miles or less is our mileage limit, and they stick pretty strongly to that.
To that, correct.
Like trailers, now we can do, let's say it's a startup, and they already own a truck, and they're purchasing a trailer. We can do that. So we can do startup trucking in that sense, but if they're just buying a trailer, we can look at that.
Okay. So. Cool. Are you guys at 100?
That's the majority of our business is truck and trailers.
Are you guys at 100 app only yet or no?
No, not yet. We're still at 75.
Okay. Cool. Anything else we should be aware of in the meantime?
No, nothing's really changed yet. There's supposedly things that are going to be changing, but we haven't seen any of those yet. So.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thanks for the call back, and you'll just holler at Grant on this
Vincenzo
deal?
Yeah, I will. Yep, I will. I'm going to take a look at the app here. You know, actually, I think I'm just going to go give. Oh, yeah, see that? Where's his social security number on here? I want to see if it's the same one that pulled. Yeah, it's the same one that pulled on our Experian. That's just crazy. 146-8253-12. Oh, no, it's different. Yeah, social security number's different.
Hold on, let me make sure. Hold on. What's
then,
the social
then what we then what's on our Experian? Well, and let me look, because I couldn't find it on your Experian. It didn't show up on there.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
The social we have is 146-8253-12.
Yep, and that's not the number that's on the Experian that we pulled. So. We'll pull. I'm guessing we'll get the same one if we use the Social Security number.
So, all right.
And then I'll send it back to credit.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.